With us on the Paul Bunyan Communications Hotline is Brad Frost, the head coach for the Minnesota Gophers women's hockey team. Coach, thanks for your time tonight.
Oh, my pleasure.
Congrats on your third straight WCHA regular season championship. It must feel good to accomplish that after another tough season in this league.
Yeah, no doubt. It's I think the WCHA regular season championship is the hardest championship to win, and you have to be consistent. You have to play well night in, night out, and certainly very proud of our kids.
This past weekend, Coach, your team dominated Duluth 7-1 Friday, 2-0 on Saturday. It's not often the Bulldogs are going to give up that many goals. What did your team do right that weekend?
Well, it was a real quick start. We scored in the first couple shifts, and then on top of that, we were able to continue to extend the lead and got up 4-1 after the first period and able to continue to make that lead bigger throughout the second and third, but certainly our start was the key to that evening.
Well, with 140 wins, and that is just incredible, this senior class becomes the winningest in Gopher women's hockey history. What kind of legacy will that leave behind at the close of their careers?
Well, a big one. In their 3 years so far, they've won those three conference championships. They've won three final face-offs and been to three national championship games, winning two of them. And so on the ice, there's no doubt that they're incredibly successful and they're great leaders for us. But more importantly, off the ice, I think the legacy that they're going to leave within our program is extremely strong. They're all four of them are great people, first and foremost, who happen to be really good hockey players as well.
Well, Brad, it certainly makes your job easier when you have that kind of leadership, doesn't it?
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, they know what it takes. They've been there. They've done that. And, we take a lot of pride in the culture of our program, and those four have really helped us continue on with the great culture that we've established.
You personally also passed the 250 win mark as a head coach. Pay any attention to it?
I really don't. I didn't even know about it until after the game and somebody brought it up. I mean, I think it shows that I've been coaching for a while, and it shows that we've had some really special players and special staff members within our group. That's the only way that you can reach a milestone like that.
Well, in the first half of the season, Bemidji State took 5 out of 6 points from your team on your home ice. That was a long time ago. How different do you think your team is now?
Well, I think we're extremely different, but I'm sure Bemidji is as well. That weekend they came into our place and they really played some great hockey, really just continuing on with the culture that they've established up there and playing some great defense and blocking shots. But you look at Tugas and Anderson and Joyce and some of those players, and they've really elevated that team to not just a defensive team that blocks a lot of shots, but a team that has some real difference makers in the lineup as well, and that can really hurt you. The second night was the first time that we were shut out in about three or four years, and so great credit to them and to Brittany Mowat as well. They played great, and we know that they're extremely tough to play against. They're well coached, and they're good kids, and so we're going to have to be at our best here coming this weekend.
What do you expect to see out of the Beavers this weekend?
Well, I mean, they are extremely hungry. I think they still have a chance to get up into the 3 spot if they sweep us and get some help. And we know that they're going to be very motivated, continuing to try and move up in the WCHA standings.
You already know who you're playing this weekend or next weekend, Coach. Still 4 teams vying, though, for home ice. How exciting is parity in the league and a home ice race here on the final weekend?
Yeah, this is exciting. I think it's really the first year that the parity is this strong. I think to have the 3, 4, 5, and 6 spots still up for grabs is sure exciting for our league.
Well, your ultimate goal, obviously, making the national championship game. How tough of a road will that be?
It'll be difficult. As we look back at just the last 3 series that we've had against Ohio State and then North Dakota, Duluth, and now Bemidji, we feel like we're getting prepped and ready for the playoffs. We're challenged each and every weekend, and as I tell our players, we're going to have to bring a great work ethic and have a great attitude and try and do things as well as we can. And even then, there's no guarantees that we're going to win hockey games, but we can certainly look ourselves in the mirror at the end of it and say we gave our everything. And that's what's important to us. But, you know, the next title on our list is the final face-off. And we take a lot of pride in trying to win that tournament as well. And that's part of the reason why winning the WCHA regular season is so special, because we want to have that number one seed as long as we can.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. Safe travels. We'll see you this weekend in Bemidji.
I look forward to it, Kelly. Thank you.